KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. At 8:06, we have mostly sunny skies here in Atlantic. It is 62 degrees. Our forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy with a high of 89. Winds south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 66. And partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, members of the Audubon School Board Monday evening voted to appoint a familiar face to fill a vacated board position. Superintendent Eric Traeger said they appointed and swore in Ann Miller to fill the seat vacated by the resignation of Joni Manson, who retired from the board to accept a teaching position within the district. With regard to Miller,
she did some grant writing for us. She was an at-risk teacher and a work-based learning teacher for us for a few years. And she resigned from the district a couple of years ago to work with a nonprofit that she'd been spending kind of moonlighting with, and that was taking a lot more time than originally. So she decided to go that route. So we're happy to get her back involved with the school and serving in the capacity of, as a board member.
Eric Traeger said that the special election will be held in September to ask the voters if Miller should serve the remainder of the term as well, or if should she be on the ballot in November. In other business, the Audubon School Board approved the plans, specifications, and form of contract for the district's renovation projects on Monday.
We've gone through kind of a value engineering process on that and found the efficiencies that we could, and we're going to put that project back out to bids. It'll go out September 6th, and our bid opening will be October 20th for that big building renovation project.
The board also approved Ehlers Cooney as the board and legal district counsel, Courtney Walter and Paul Lynch as equity coordinators, Cass Musney as asbestos manager, level one and level two investigators as well, including Eric Traeger, Quentin Stanerson, Sam Gravy, and Jill Hermanson for level one, and Kobe Gust, level two investigator. And they passed a resolution approving the Revenue Purpose Statement, or RPS, ordering an election on an RPS to authorize expenditures from the revenue received from the State Secure and Advanced Vision Fund, or SAVE. And Mr. Traeger explains that has no impact on your taxes.
It's really important for folks to know that all we're doing there is we're asking the voters to approve a statement that will allow us to spend our sales tax revenues for our building infrastructure needs at the school, and as allowable by law. But also, according to the law, we have to have the voters' blessing to do that. So, it's important the voters know this has zero impact on taxes. This is all about the sales tax dollars that have come into the district already, and just allowing us to spend those funds for allowable purposes under the law.
And members of the Griswold School Board Monday evening, they met and discussed a number of open positions that still remain within the district. Superintendent Dave Hendricks tells us that includes the need for an elementary classroom teacher,
a middle school, high school, social studies teacher, two paraeducators, two route bus drivers, and then several coaching positions. A couple of those do involve fall middle school sports. So we will continue to work on those things to get people in place for the upcoming school year.
Hendricks also spoke with the board about redistricting and how that might affect the board's makeup.
Iowa code states that there is to be a redistricting process after each U.S. census for school boards that have director districts, and we have four director districts and three at-large districts. So once all the census information is completed and distributed, then we'll have to take a look at our populations within our current board director districts, so we may have to do some boundary changes.
But he says that any changes should not impact the upcoming November elections. It would likely affect future elections, though, if there are some boundary changes made. Dave Hendricks said also the board approved the resignation of custodian Reed Porter, Patty Gibson as route bus driver and / middle school, high school paraeducator, and they approved some new hires.
The new hires include Alyssa Carwall, elementary classroom teacher, Jesse Codwell, custodian, and also Scott Robinson as a middle school, high school paraeducator, and also middle school boys basketball coach.
Mr. Hendricks and the board voted to reappoint Dan Rold as business manager treasurer, Anna Bierbaum as board secretary, and George Blazik with Frank Sextro and Blazik, BLC, and Dennison as the district's attorney. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board also met Monday evening in a regular session, and during which the board approved the 2021 FFA convention trip. There are more than 40 FFA members locally in the district, with at least half attending the convention. This year, the FFA convention takes place October 26th through the 29th in Indianapolis, Indiana. In other business, the Exira EHK School Board appointed Jan Grieving as board secretary following the retirement of Tammy Jacobson. They approved the hiring of Lexi Griffin as middle school English language arts teacher and Darrow Svensson as human resources administrative assistant. The Exira EHK Board also accepted the resignation of Joanne Moranz as high school English teacher. That is a check of our news on KJAN. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.